The Face Nudists. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. What should we do about this growing anti-mask resistance movement? Because this virus is really happy that America has reopened. We're seeing infections ballooning. One study estimates as many as 20 million infected people in the U.S. That's about 1 in 17 Americans. And masks are all we have now. But the cloth masks that we're supposed to use are basically dust masks intended to stop outgoing viruses, not incoming. Everybody has to wear one for the policy to work. So if you live in a place full of defiant, mouth-breathing face nudists, what do you do? Ideally, you would buy masks designed to stop incoming viruses, right? Like those 3M Aura particulate respirators, which filter everything. You can't even smell what's for dinner. A box of 10 sells for $26. Or it would if it was in stock, which it's not, and it hasn't been for months. Could that be why we're losing this fight? 4 months into this pandemic, and most of us ordinary people still can't get a surgical-grade mask to protect ourselves at close range. No, we have to go into battle with mouth undies. If we had the real thing, it wouldn't matter if we found ourselves in a crowded store full of face nudists. We could just blush and look the other way. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.